When the Obama administration asked for $19 billion in new cybersecurity money for 2017, that was a signal of a new urgency. I spoke with Ari Schwartz, Managing Director for Cybersecurity Services at the Venable Law Firm and former Senior Director for Cybersecurity at the White House, and asked him why this late in the cyber game so many federal systems still don't have all of the controls they need in place.
Well, in a lot of cases we see that those controls can't be put in place because they simply have older, you're talking about legacy systems, and you're talking about patching on these controls on top rather than them being built in the first place.
So is it a matter of money, or is it a matter of the systems themselves need to be totally replaced?
Well, it's both in that case, right? I mean, in order to replace the systems, you need to invest money in that process of figuring out how to do those kind of upgrades. And the budgeting process hasn't worked in that way in the past, and we need to start thinking about how to do that in the future if we're really going to secure these systems.
So all these years of budget, say under the Obama administration, the CIOs, the technical people must have known that they can't put in the controls. You're talking about the NIST controls, correct?
Well, I think the way to look at this is that there was a lot of effort put onto the agencies and said, with the budgets that you have and that you can be given, we're going to increase those budgets. You need to put security controls in place. But there was also an effort to say, we're going to give more funds to DHS, to DOD, and to the FBI and DOJ to protect others in the federal space. And a lot of the policy was around those agencies, the three big agencies there, DHS, DOD, and DOJ. What I'm saying is we need to start investing in securing the broader Think about that alone, those three agencies alone, investing in that space is not enough. We have to invest in the systems of the agencies themselves, of the other agencies. You know, we see things like the OPM hack, the Postal Service hack, the IRS hack. We need to be able to invest in those systems if we're going to be able to protect them.
So in many ways, each agency really ought to plan to be on its own with respect to cybersecurity, even though, say, a program like Einstein coming from Homeland Security is supposed to help, right?
We need both at the same time, right? And that we've been too focused on the policy on the Einstein side and on information sharing side and had a lot of focus on FISMA controls and putting them in place, but not on the broader risk management structure of what do these IT systems, what IT systems are in place in the government, and how do we go about really securing them into the future.
Why is that? Why has that focus not been there? Is it OMB hasn't stressed it enough with agencies, or CIOs have been asleep on this? Why are we at this point this many years in?
Well, I think people have not wanted, that's not what people wanted to spend the money on in the budget, honestly. They just did not want to invest and say that we need to get rid of all these legacy systems and replace them. So we're talking about a massive overhaul and to do that.
All right, so we're about a year away from a new presidency, the 45th presidency. So let's transition to what advice you would have based on your experience in the White House. What cybersecurity path should the next president pursue? Because clearly it's something they're going to have to be, it's going to be high on the agenda.
Well, I think that the one thing is that in picking their nominees, I think it's really the first main place to start here. They're going to need to pick people that understand cybersecurity because they're going to all be asked that question at their nomination hearing, unlike in past years. We see that today with the folks that go in front of Congress today with nominees are now asked these questions. Everyone that the next president pick is going to be asked that question, particularly the regulators and the independent regulators. They're going to be asked that question, and they have to be able to know what they're talking about in cybersecurity, have some background in this space, have some education in this space. That's entirely different than any other president has had in the past.
So if they get asked that by members of the Senate, the question I have is why haven't they done more in terms of budget or funding or other measures to get some of these controls in place and get some of the cybersecurity updated in the last couple of years, if that's what they're going to be asking incoming appointees?
Well, I mean, one thing that's been interesting to me on that point is that you look at what the FBI director has said and what the NSA director has said, that cyber has actually equaled terrorism in its And some they've even said it's going to surpass terrorism, and they're concerned in this space. But you look at the money that we spend on fighting terrorism and the money that we spend in cybersecurity, and they're vastly different amount, different in different ballparks, right? At some point, that's going to have to change, right? If the threat grows bigger, you're going to have to be able to prioritize, and resources is part of that. It's also that the quality of the people working on the issue, we just can't have enough people on cybersecurity that have the education, that have the background. There's been efforts to try and ramp that up, but it's hard to do. It's hard to convince people to move into cybersecurity and have the background, all the background that you need right away, because it takes some years of experience to get there.
And do you think the connection between terrorism and cybersecurity, I think it's becoming clearer to a lot of people. Do you think that's starting to dawn on agencies? And I think the FBI probably gets it at this point.
I think agencies understand that they're under, that they're being surveilled, and that most of them have had some kind of incident or another, it'd be a criminal or a nation state coming in. So that there is some idea out there that they need to improve. The question is just, well, what do I have to – it's a trade-off, right, having been inside agencies that had to make these trade-offs. You know, do we deliver the services or do we secure them, right? Well, the American people expect them that to be done at the same time. They're not given the resources to do that today.
We're speaking with Ari Schwartz. He's Managing Director for Cybersecurity Services at the Venable Law Firm and former Senior Director for Cybersecurity at the National Security Council. So it took Congress a number of years. Finally, the information sharing bill passed. It went through with the omnibus spending bill for 2016. Is that the end of what Congress needs to do with respect to cyber, do you think, at this point?
And Congress actually has done a lot in the last several years. I mean, there's been a FISMA reform bill. There's been a number of changes that have been made that were seen as minor bills, but whereas this information sharing bill was the harder one. And that's a lot of that goes to the fact that it was more controversial than the other ones. But it's also, again, this idea that because we expect DOJ and DHS to do the protection of federal systems and help with critical infrastructure, that they need to be able to share information to do their jobs. And so a lot, I think we're going to see a lot of the focus in Congress, it should have some piece that stays with information sharing, but also you start to see a lot more on understanding what controls are needed in the critical infrastructure, be it in the government or in the private sector.
What should we look for to know that, say, FITARA is taking, you know, the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act has taken hold, and there is more priority put by CIOs on some of these things we've been talking about with cyber?
Well, it's interesting because the last Bush budget actually did really set things in motion in a lot of ways around how cybersecurity would be done in the beginning of the Obama administration. And since it's more of a bipartisan issue, you expect that could happen into the future as well. Are they really given the flexibility to say, in order to secure this system, we need to actually think about buying a new system as opposed to doing an audit on top of the old system?
Ari Schwartz is Managing Director for Cybersecurity Services at the Venable Law Firm and former Senior Director for Cybersecurity at the White House. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.